Good evening, and welcome to our Living Nativity. My name is Adam Ray, lead pastor here at St. John's, and we are excited to have you join us for this journey. Christmas is often thought of as a season of giving. And as we prepare to enter another Christmas season, we celebrate that God has given us the greatest gift of all, His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the gift that gives us forgiveness, hope, peace, joy, and eternal life. And the best news of all is that this gift is just that, a gift. A gift for all people, for you and for me, to receive by faith in Jesus. As you experience the story of Jesus, we pray that faith would be created and strengthened in your heart and life, so that you would celebrate the gift of Jesus with great joy. Let us begin our journey. Our story begins with the Virgin Mary. After many years of promise and prophecy that Jesus, the Savior of the world, would one day come, an angel came and greeted Mary and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be a great king and will be called the Son of the Most High God." Now Mary was confused as to how this would be, and yet she trusted God and said, "May it happen to me as you have said." Our story continues with our next scene. We fast forward about 9 months later and find pregnant Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem. Though Bethlehem was a little town, it was buzzing with crowds of people due to the census that was ordered, which unfortunately meant there was no room for Mary and Joseph at the inn. As Jesus' birth drew near, Mary had no proper place to stay. Now surely, God's Son deserved a high-profile birth in the most elegant of surroundings. But instead, God's own Son would make his appearance on earth in the lowliest of circumstances, in a dirty stable. Jesus comes to us in humility, not as a pampered, privileged ruler, but as one of us. He is our Savior, who is not far off from us, but he is approachable and accessible. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Let's continue with our story. Shepherds who were tending to their flocks were greeted by an angel that said to them, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. The Savior, the Messiah, has been born today." Could it be? Was the promised Messiah finally here? In their excitement and joy, the shepherds immediately began to make their way to go see this gift that God had given, the Savior of the world, Jesus. Our story continues. Here we find the wise men. These wise men from eastern lands saw the great star that arose in the distant sky. They knew that this was not just any star, but this star came with a promise that a new king and savior had been born. Seeing this star filled them with great joy, and so they immediately began to follow that star to find Jesus so they could worship him. These wise men would even bring Jesus many gifts to show their thanks and joy. And yet they knew that nothing they could offer was as great as the gift of Jesus. Our story continues. The Savior is here. God delivers His perfect gift, Jesus, to the world. Here in this manger lies the answer to all of our needs. For it is Jesus that brings hope to a broken world, peace to a troubled heart, forgiveness to a guilty soul, and eternal life to our aging and dying bodies. Jesus comes to save us by living the life we couldn't, dying the death we deserve, and rising from the dead to defeat our enemies of sin, death, and the devil. All of this He does out of His love for us. What a gift. This infant child would soon grow into a man, and Jesus would begin His ministry of teaching, healing, and performing miracles. Our story continues. Jesus was often traveling from place to place to share His message of His kingdom. Here we find Jesus and some of His disciples out at sea when a fierce storm overtook them, with waves crashing into and filling their boat with water. The disciples were filled with fear and woke Jesus up from His sleep, saying, "Lord, save us! We are going to drown." Jesus got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And at His word, the wind died down and it was completely calm. The disciples were amazed and said, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey Him." Throughout His ministry, Jesus would show time and time again that He truly was the Son of God. And as God in the flesh, He holds the power over all things, even creation. Miracles like these show us that Jesus not only is who He says He is, but He has the power to do what He says He will do. Our story continues. Everywhere He went, Jesus would draw a crowd. Yet despite the miracles He performed and the grace He gave, not everyone liked His message of calling people to repentance and faith. In their pride, many grew to despise Him and even wanted Him killed. In this scene, Jesus knows that His death is drawing near, and so He gets away to pray. He knew that His friends would soon betray Him, and that those He came to save would reject Him. The suffering He would face for our sin was weighing heavy on our Lord while He was praying. "Father, remove this cup of suffering from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Out of His love for you and me, Jesus would submit to the suffering and injustice that He was about to face, offering His life for ours. Our story continues. As Jesus predicted, more and more people grew to reject Him and His message of salvation. Jesus now stands before the Roman ruler Pilate for judgment, where Pilate declares, "I find no guilt in this man." Yet, this did not stop the crowds from demanding that Jesus be put to death. Though Jesus had done nothing wrong, Pilate eventually gave in to the crowd's selfish and sinful request, and he handed Jesus over to be crucified. Jesus would then be slapped and beaten. He would be mocked and spat upon. even while the soldiers placed a crown of thorns upon his head, Jesus chose not to resist or fight back, but to graciously suffer these things out of his love for you and me. Our story continues. Innocent, yet declared guilty. Sinless, yet treated like a criminal. Holy, yet he became our sin and took our punishment. Here on the cross, Jesus experiences what it is to be abandoned by God the Father, so that you and I never have to be. In an act that we will never truly understand, God the Father gives his beloved Son as the payment for our sins, as Jesus dies in our place. There, before his death, Jesus said, "It is finished." And so, it is finished for us. The work to save us and grant us eternal life has been completed by Jesus. We cannot earn our forgiveness, but we don't need to. Instead, we simply receive this gift by faith. Our story continues. Yes, Jesus died. But he did not stay dead. Any man can die, but not just any man can come back to life. Jesus' resurrection is the ultimate proof that he really is who he says he is. He is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and he has the power not only to forgive our sins, but to bring the dead back to life. And this Savior has made us a wonderful promise that whoever declares with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead, they too will be saved. He also promises that the day is coming when he will restore us and all creation, giving us life where pain and sadness, sorrow and death are known no more. And he offers that gift to you and to me, free of charge. Thank you for coming to our Living Nativity, the celebration of the gift of Jesus. We pray that you would receive this gift with great joy, and that it would fill your life with hope and peace. We invite you to learn more about Jesus with us as we worship together on Sunday mornings. We have a traditional service at 8:30 and a contemporary service at 11 a.m. We'd love to have you join us. God's blessings to you and your family this Christmas season.